From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Sunday marked 6 months since the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed in Alabama. So much has changed since then. It's kind of overwhelming. But WBHM's Andrew Yeager thought he'd reflect on what we've all been through with poetry. He spoke to several Alabama poets to hear how they're making sense of the pandemic so far.
Some people have started new hobbies. Poet Tina Moselle Brazil stumbled onto an unusual one while walking her dog outside her Blount County home back in the spring. She found a puddle with tadpoles. At first, she used a watering can to keep the puddle from drying out. Then she took them home.
And so I've been raising tadpoles ever since.
It's a commitment. Changing the water every day, feeding them. Brazil checks on the tadpoles before going to bed.
I have them up on my deck and they'll start climbing up the deck. And as much as it would be fun to have like all sorts of frogs living on my deck, I don't know if that's the best thing for them.
It's an act of caring, a bit reminiscent of healthcare workers tending to the sick. Brazil's also taken note of the drumbeat of numbers, case counts, deaths, and how we seem to become numb to them. Numbers play a role in her poem, Drawl and Hum.
252 is the number of frogs I've raised and released. Yes, I'm trying to impress you. Saving tadpoles is a small thing. Numbers make it bigger.
The enormity of this pandemic, it touches practically everything, brings people together in a rare shared experience, Brazil says, even if we are supposed to stay 6 feet apart. Birmingham poet Alina Stefanescu felt she had to write about the pandemic because, well, it came crashing down in her routine. She lost the quiet to craft words since her three kids and husband are at home.
So we're all in this house together, and I'm a restless person. I love to travel. I love to move.
The house, in a sense, became a cage, something to escape from. That idea comes through in one poem called
The Obad with Caged Animals. This is for my husband.
It's kind of a love poem.
I leave you all the worries of money, oil change, dental floss, frozen soup, clean masks.
Stefanescu started the pandemic expressing more anxiety, dread, but somehow the focus needed to trudge through the swamp of day-to-day life right now, it keeps her in the present. It becomes an antidote to those bigger feelings.
I look for the small joys and I sort of pull myself out with that. I chase more butterflies than I would when my life had order.
Those ideas aren't too far from what's expressed by Tuscaloosa poet Hank Lazar. He's already published a collection of pandemic poetry, and the Buddhist influence is right there in the title, COVID-19 Sutras. He says right now, we're in a period of great beauty and terrible peril.
Difficulty is seeing and feeling that and keeping it in balance and taking care of oneself and being a part of this moment in this world.
For Lazar, it's not just about the pandemic. He says there are two viruses, COVID-19 and systemic racism, the second laid bare by the police killing of George Floyd in Minnesota. Those ideas intertwine in the final poem of his book, subtitled, I Can't Breathe.
Repeated videos enshrine the victims. What to do with two viruses. Death of a nation, blurred as I age into what's next.
Lazar says poetry is often thought of as being internally focused, about my feelings. But he says if it can be connected to the world around us, its brief lines can offer healing, comfort that will be needed beyond these first 6 months. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.
There's one more poem we couldn't get to in this story. It's from a pandemic poetry anthology produced by a Birmingham writers group called the Highland Avenue Eaters of Words. You can hear that and a full reading of all the other poems on our website, wbhm.org.